Hey everybody, it's your local psychologist here, Psych Chrissy. Welcome to the Well AF podcast, where all of your health and wellness is delivered in a no BS manner. Before you wreck yourself, yeah. Come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself. 'Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. I just had this thought this morning that I thought I would share with you, because it really does speak to, you know, some of the concern that I have for people that are really just not liking themselves, you know. And I just thought, imagine if we lived in a world where everybody just loved the shit out of themselves. Imagine that. Like, they just didn't care, they were self-accepting, they were resilient to negative feedback, they could withstand really challenging situations, they could buffer toxic people in their lives. Like, imagine if that was you. How would your life be different? If you absolutely loved yourself sick, you were totally resilient to what was going on in your environment, and you were just nailing it in life. Do you feel like you're doing that now? And I suppose my question is, if you're not, how the bloody hell do you get there? Like, how do you, you know, start to foster self-acceptance, start to be more positive towards yourself, reassuring, tolerant? How do you become more resilient? Like, what do you need? Like, do you need to, I don't know, you know, get rid of toxic people in your life? That would be a start. Do you need to, you know, be more open? Do you need to express more gratitude, or even have more gratitude for things that are going on in your life? Do you need to accept that sometimes you can't change things, and maybe the only thing you have control over is yourself, and stop worrying about, you know, maybe sweating the small things or focusing on things that you can't change? I don't know, like, what do you guys need in this year, or even in your life, to start loving yourself sick, being more accepting of yourselves, and living your best life? I would really like to hear from you guys, because I want to start chucking out shitloads of content to try and help you get there. I want to know what you need. I want to know what gets in the way. What gets in the way of you just being your best self and loving yourself sick? And let me deliver content to you that will help you get there, or even, you know, give you some ideas or some options as far as things that you can consider to try and get yourself there. So inbox me, guys. I know everyone gets a bit cagey about writing stuff about psychology, because it's all this, you know, ooh, I don't want people to see what I'm writing, commenting on the post. That's all cool, totally get it. I get heaps of inboxes from people saying, oh, can you present on this, or can you do this anonymously or whatever. So that's fine. Inbox us at Infinity Wellness, or write a post under this page. Don't be afraid. Put yourself out there, and I will start thinking about what I'm going to do for you guys to get yourselves loving yourself sick.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.